Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. Oh yeah, baby, baby. Hey, baby, baby. It's Today FM. It's Tuesday afternoon. Oh, my God, Tuesday's worse than Monday, isn't it? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Dose. Absolute dose. How are we today? Aside from being a Tuesday, 0874 100 102. I'm in the middle of a row. The last big row, actually, was over fizzy water. So I'm prepared to take that one on the chin. That's definitely my one.
Okay, come on. You'll have to explain. I'm sorry. What?
Fizzy water. Well, we have a soda stream, right?
Yeah.
And the gas ran out in the soda stream. And I went to use it.
Right.
And to make fizzy water. And the gas was gone. I couldn't make any fizzy water.
You're joking.
I was like a demon. I was like a demon I was over the fizzy. I said, that's it. We're done with this bloody soda stream. To go and get bloody gas now. It's ridiculous.
That's a biggie, isn't it, though?
I said, I'm going to get fizzy water instead. I'm going to go get a bottle of fizzy water. And she said, don't get a bottle of fizzy water. I'll get the gas. What a stream. So the next day I come back to get a fizzy water for myself. And guess what?
There's
still no
water.
Bloody yeah. Gas.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk to each other for 3 days.
Now, come on.
It was totally her fault, the gas. Soda stream. Just buy a bottle of fizzy water.
No should drink a fizzy water anyway.
I know it's far from fizzy water. I was dragged up.
Nothing worse than being out for dinner with a group and they order fizzy water for the table.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Would you like any water? Yeah, tap's fine. That's not today's row, though. Today's row is even bigger. This is the row that could end us, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll come back to it in a couple of minutes, actually, because I've got... Actually, Lisa's been on. She says, Ray, I'm 100% correct in thinking that the last person to drive the car should make sure there's more than 5 kilometres worth of petrol left in it. I'm not the fuel fairy, says Lisa. Love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, Lisa. Well, if you're very tired and coming in, you don't have time to be going off and filling the car.
That's no excuse.
Come up to bed. Can you say Coca-Cola? Can you say Coca-Cola without touching your lips? Without your lips touching?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Coca-Cola.
No, you need to say it without your lips touching.
They're not touching.
Go on.
Coca-Cola.
Do it without your lips touching.
Coca-Cola.
Someone sent me this last night. I thought it was funny. It's someone talking to their mom.
Can you say Coca-Cola without your lips touching?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
One more time.
Coca-Cola.
Now say it regularly.
Coca-Cola.
Did your lips touch?
No.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and Miracle. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. How are you doing? Come on, let's do a show for these people. Sitting there waiting for a show to happen. Hi, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hello.
Can I get a whoa? Hi, guys. 0874 100102. So I'm in the middle of a row. Actually, this wasn't planned. I wasn't planning on talking about this. The row only started at about 3 minutes to 2 o'clock on text.
Oh, no.
It's only just after kicking off. Right. I was in a very happy place. I wanted to tell a story, actually, today, of me being me.
You, yeah.
Me. Being kind.
Oh, fictional story. Okay,
no,
cool.
I want.
Yeah.
It was a real story. A real story of a kind gesture I made. Tomorrow, let that be the thing we do at the beginning of the show, because I want to get texts about
Ray's
kindness.
Kindness. Gesture.
But we're not doing kindness today. God damn it, we're not. Because I'm in the middle of a row now, and I'm the one that's 100% in the right. Well, actually, we're both victims, but I'm the one that's 100% in the right. Here's the story. My kids go to a wonderful school, very thoughtful, very considerate, very caring. They're great school. It's a great school. Teachers are wonderful. Grey headmaster, principal. She's not a headmaster on principal. Like she's the principal.
Okay, it's her job. Yeah.
She's a principled headmaster. It's a lovely school, right? So, before I say anything, I'm not complaining about the school. However, They've got this an autumn assembly show that they're doing in a couple of days, right?
Lovely, yeah, lovely.
This has been on the cards for a while.
Because autumn happens the same time every year.
Autumn happens at the same time every year, but this date has been in the diary for the last number of weeks, I'd say. But today, at 3 minutes to 2 o'clock, before I'm starting on the radio, my beloved, my darling, says to me, great idea. And this is a great idea. That instead of focusing on academic and sort of tougher intellectual homework for one night this week, my children have been given homework that is more creative, that is more expressive, more hands-on, more artsy and craftsy, which I think is a wonderful idea. Isn't that a wonderful
idea? What's rare is brilliant. Yeah, change it up. Nice.
So what they've done is they've said, by the way, they didn't come up with this at 3 minutes to two either. They came up with this weeks ago.
Right.
But I'm only getting to grasp with it now. They've been told that they have to carve a pumpkin for their homework. Now, I've been this soldier. And in my house, my children don't carve a pumpkin. My wife does not carve no pumpkin in my house. And last year, up to me oxters in pumpkin guts, I made the unilateral declaration that never again shall I go carving a pumpkin.
You stated your position. Yeah.
For as long as I live, I said there'll be no more, a pumpkin shan't cross that threshold unless over my dead body will be the only circumstances will a jack-o'-lantern be done.
Unusual set of circumstances, that
it
one.
Would.
Yeah.
I'd have to be dead.
The father of the house has just died.
Your man is dead.
Let's get a pumpkin.
And instead of having a funeral, at the wake, everyone has to bring a carved pumpkin. Now, though, that's all changed. Because for homework, I think it's tomorrow's homework, but the pumpkin needs to be acquired today. I somehow need to get two pumpkins home on the back of the bike.
Ooh, yeah.
This evening. And this is what always happens. My children are brilliant at designing pumpkin carvings, but they have zero interest in actually carving them. Zero, friends. Zero. So now I have to go. They'll draw them on, which takes all of...
They're part of the creative team.
They get out a Sharpie each and draw on whatever face is expected to be carved.
This is great. Ray Foley's got homework. He loves that.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I can't wait to do mine. Daddy, you're going to love mine. Daddy, look at this one. Oh, Daddy, I've got a great idea for mine. Mine's going to be frowning. Oh, Daddy, mine's going to be amazing. He's going to have a big smile and he's going to have pointy teeth, Daddy. Daddy's mine. Amazing, Daddy. Oh, it's great, Daddy. I can't wait to see you when it's finished. We'll be in the front room watching Bluey. We'll see you in an hour and a half. This is the problem. They go in and watch Bluey. That dog, Bandit, he's the best father in animated history. He's not real. He's fictional. But he's amazing. Making the rest of us feel inferior about our parenting. Further to that then, it has just been revealed that the youngest needs to wear brown clothes to school. I don't know if it's tomorrow or if it's the day after, right? How many items of brown clothing do you think my 9-year-old owns?
One or more?
He has zero items.
Zero items.
So I have to go to Dunn's on the way home or Penny's and try and find something, nay, anything brown for the child to wear to school tomorrow or the day after. And the best bit about all of this?
Go on.
I'm colourblind. I can't tell green or brown apart.
Cool.
So I'll have to ask the lady.
Sorry, can you tell me what colour this is? I'm colourblind.
Ridiculous, carry on. Right, Harry Styles, today I'll do the roll call after this.
And running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
Like I picked what?
What? I think it was on the end of the song.
Oh, the whisper, the bit.
Yeah.
Running.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, let's get it started. We already did. We started it 3 songs ago, sure. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there, it's Ray Foley. Actually, roll call. Roll call. Ray on show, JP.
On show.
And yeah, consternation in the Foley house. Because my wife has revealed to me all of a sudden that brown clothes are required for a male 9-year-old child. P.S. What? Where would you get brown? What 9-year-old is wearing brown? Realistically, 9-year-old children wear blues and vibrant blues and I don't know, blacks.
Guys, it's not the 1970s anymore.
Reds and wonderful colours. A kaleidoscope of colours. All the colours of the rainbow. I walk into Dunn's now on the way home and they're going to laugh me out of the place.
Brown.
Brown.
You wanted brown. Your kid in brown.
And you can't even tell the difference between brown and green.
Brown. They'll be on to Tucson, right?
This is the thing, though, as well. I could arrive home with an armload of green clothes.
Yeah.
And then the child will laugh at me then as well. Like, Daddy, it's supposed to be brown. Deb's texted, she says, Oxters. I have only ever heard my dad say that word from Deb's. Lots of laughy emojis. Well, up to me Oxters in pumpkin guts.
That's common enough.
Yeah, up to Oxters.
We're not sure where the Oxters are.
I don't think they're... Hang on, Oxters.
I don't think they're that either.
Are they there?
I don't think so.
Oxters, Northern English. A person's armpit, it says here. That's an English expression.
And that's fine.
And that's grand. Aoife says, Anshaw, ain't nobody got time for that. Tell the teachers there are people starving on the planet and you can't justify wasting pumpkins by carving them up from Aoife. Aoife, you're absolutely right. That's what I'll do. I'll be the one parent as my children beg me to just go along, to get along. Daddy, don't be this parent, please. All of our friends will laugh at us in our colourful non-brown clothing and no pumpkin. I'll stand outside the school with a sign saying, down with this sort of thing. Hi, Ray. Phone Dunn's and tell them what you need. I'm sure they'll find you something and then you can go to customer service and pick it up. Love the show.
Hey, from Patricia.
Do Dunn's have a personal shopper service for children who need brown clothes? And Sinead says, hit the charity shops in Dublin. Up in Dublin. There's loads of them and they're full of brown clothes. From Sinead Clark. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sinead. Yeah, we could do that. We could ring around the charity shops and see. I don't know if there's many. Are there brown clothes for a 9-year-old child, though? I imagine you'd get plenty of brown clothes for adults. But I don't know how much second-hand child brown clothing you could find. And Lisa in Kilkenny says, Ray, last year I left it too late to get pumpkins for my lads to carve. I thought outside the box and got a turnip and a watermelon. They're nowhere near as messy as a pumpkin. You get to enjoy the fresh watermelon whilst carving. And the turnip was the scariest thing I've ever seen when it was lit up and in the dark. Lisa, I'd say carving a pumpkin or carving out the insides of a pumpkin would be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
A turnip, you mean?
So what did I say?
Pumpkin.
Oh, a turnip, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like really, 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 really
super
tough.
Super hard, yeah.
Have you tried slicing a turnip?
Yeah, how did you get into the turnip? How did you get the guts out of the innards of a turnip, Lisa? I'd be intrigued to know. I have a pumpkin carving hack, if anybody wants it. I tell you about this every year. Do you recall from last year?
Is it something like you don't cut it from the top, you cut it from the bottom?
No, you use a drill.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, obviously the kids can't do this. What you do is what?
Yes.
The kids are never going to do this because this is the last year we're ever having pumpkins in our house. What you do is, this is for carving the pumpkin now, not the turnip, right?
Mm.
So you draw it on the outside. You carve the hole into the top, into the lid of it, yeah?
Right.
And then take that off and then you're into the insides, the guts, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you get a whisk and attach it to the drill head.
Right. Does it need to be a very tough whisk?
A tough whisk. Mm. Or, Anton, what could you use? Anton hard that'll twist into the end of the drill. Be safe, right? Wear goggles or something, okay? I use a whisk, or the other thing I use is, you know those, they drill... Holes. Big holes.
They're like a circular saw, but hollow, sort of, in that they drill holes.
big holes.
It's flat, this one. This one doesn't have the circle bit.
Okay.
It doesn't have a circle, it's flat. Do you know the thing I'm talking about?
I do know.
And it has a prong on the end of it. I use the widest one of them. And what I do is I attach it to the drill, in goes the drill, and I just... And until...
That noise again, sorry.
This is
what we're listening out for.
Listen out for the sound. You got to get it just right. You got to go... And then it makes a nice sludgy soup inside your pumpkin.
Ray Foley.
And Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Once again, guys, it's... Lisa says that might be something a little different and a little easier. Once again, Lisa, does that make slop of the inside of your watermelon as well? Because don't you get the pips in the watermelon?
Would you do.
I don't know, Lisa. I thank you for your correspondence, but I'm marking you down just for daft ideas on that. She does love the show. Hey, Lisa in Kilkenny.
Last word with Matt Cooper. Billy Holland summed up the nation's...
Peter O'Mahony. Today FM playing the music you love. Joe Mendes, there's nothing holding me back. How you doing? Race here, JP's over.
Hello.
How you doing? What's this? Oh, this is Smithfield in Dublin. Are you familiar with Smithfield in Dublin? This is where they used to sell the horses. And there, what else? There's the distillery in Smithfield in Dublin.
There is.
And there's the weird lights. They've got these weird, funny looking lights. Was it some sort of gas powered lights, maybe?
Okay.
I'm stretching my Smithfield knowledge. I know there's a cinema there as well. Smithfield in Dublin. Up in Dublin has been named the second coolest neighbourhood in the world right now, as well as the number one coolest in Europe by the magazine Time Out. What? Even in Dublin I can think of cooler neighbourhoods than Smithfield. I'm not saying it's not cool, but I'm surprised that they've specifically named Smithfield up in Dublin.
Was there a survey? They didn't ask you your opinion then, right?
They didn't ask me. If they'd asked me, I would have said, I'm guessing like Portobello maybe, or that sort of stretch at Dublin 8, you know, kind of Dublin 8 stretch further.
Rathmines-y.
Oh no, not Rathmines.
Oh wow.
Rathmines-y used to be cool, it's not anymore. Where would be cool? Or what's that stretch? Out beyond Smithfield, Stony Batter, that's cool and chic and hip.
Hey, if you're not from Dublin or in Dublin, are you loving this conversation right now?
Well, we're doing it anyway. Smithfield's charm lies in its authenticity with old and new independent establishments, it says in Time Out. With a post-industrial vibe, there's no shortage of things to do to keep locals and visitors busy all day. Grab a coffee at any number of cool cafes or catch an indie film at the Lighthouse Cinema. Hang on, let me call my call Smithfield and congratulate them. I'll put on two there. We'll see if it works.
Thank you for calling Lighthouse Cinema.
Oh,
you can check our film times and book tickets on our website lighthousecinema.ie. Our box office phone line is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday.
Oh,
and 12 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. If you wish to speak to a member of staff, please stay in the line.
Oh, I just hang around, do I?
Okay.
They're very cool. Hey, it's ringing again.
Hello, Lighthouse Cinema. How can I help you?
Hello there, Lighthouse Cinema. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. I've just read it. Did you read the news? That Smithfield is the coolest place in Europe and the second coolest place in the world. We're just ringing to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
How cool are you?
We're very cool, we do believe.
You're too cool to even say how cool you are. That's how cool you are. What cool movies are on in the Lighthouse Cinema at the moment?
Well, at the moment we're in the middle of our Halloween season, our Awakened Nightmare, so we're bringing back all the best films of the 70s for Halloween.
Oh, that's very cool.
Very cool.
Very trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Very on point. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call and congratulations on your coolness.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Bye. She was cool.
She was cool.
I'll grant her that. Do you want to call somebody else?
She was surprised, but she was totally cool about it.
Did she not know that? Well, I suppose if you're cool, you're not even paying attention to this coolness chart. Because you're already, you've got self-assured coolness.
Exactly.
You're just cool. Others on the list. Do you want some more of them?
Go on,
I don't know any. I can't pronounce any of them. There's Shuangwan, number 5, in Hong Kong. There's Havnend. In Copenhagen, in Denmark. Havnen?
Never heard of it.
There's Karabanchel in Madrid in Spain.
It's almost exactly how that's pronounced in Spanish.
The only thing on this list I can pronounce is Smithfield, Dublin, Ireland. The number one is Laureles in Medellin in Colombia. Let's call another one. Come on. Isn't... Hang on. Fairwave, yeah. You don't mind...
No, it's fine. We'll hold. It's nice to congratulate people, though, isn't it?
Celebrating. I'm jumping on their bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because I'm not... Everyone knows I'm not cool.
Even though you'd have voted for Stony Batter.
Listen, let's not make a big thing of... Heads ringing. This is Brown Bag Films.
I've heard of them.
Do you know Brown Bag Films? Yeah. World-renowned animation house. Mm. They're there in Smithfield as well. Nobody answers the phone.
They're too cool to answer the phone.
They're too busy animating some of the greatest animations on our screens.
That is a cool ringtone.
That's ringing cooler than any other ringtone I've heard today. They're not answering.
No.
No, they're gone. You know, they're cool, too cool to answer the phone, and that's fine. That's their prerogative. I'll try one more. I just randomly searched. Hang on. You don't mind waiting?
No, again, it's fine. We've waited long enough. We'll continue.
This is... Hang on, I'll put it there.
It's ringing.
This is Oscar's.
Thank you for calling the Refresh Group.
Oh.
For Oscar Smithfield, press 1.
Oh.
For Doyle's Corners, Edinburgh, press 2.
Let me go to 1.
For Barber's Bar, Grange
Group. I'm getting through.
Hi there.
Hi.
Many thanks for calling Oscar's Smithfield.
You're welcome.
Which is open Monday to Friday from 12 p.m. and from 10 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Please note we do not take reservations for less than 6 guests.
Okay, no
for
problem.
For group bookings or other queries, please stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's ringing again. Should nobody answer the phone there? They're too good. Hello, is that Oscars in Smithfield?
It is, yeah.
In Dublin?
It is.
Did you hear the news that you're the coolest place in Europe? Congratulations.
Well done.
Did you know this?
Thank you. I did not.
Smithfield apparently is the coolest place in Europe and in all of the world. Smithfield is the second coolest place in the whole world. Madam, how cool are you?
Not very.
Oh, come on.
That's what a cool person would say, though.
Well, do you know what? That's fair. That's fair enough. You're too cool to say how cool you are. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Thanks for taking our call.
You're welcome.
Bye. She was very cool.
She was too cool for us.
That was definitely cooler than we could ever.
Ray Foley.
Sorry, we're not over
with
there.
CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
I'm raging. Brown Bag didn't pick up, actually. This is Brown Bag Films. They make a lot of stuff for Disney. I know they make Doc McStuffins. And Henry Hogel Monster, right. I know, is one of theirs. They do loads and loads of particularly Disney Junior stuff over the, like my kids particularly over the last, of course, 10, 11 years have watched all of their stuff. It's a hub, a massive hub of animation.
Have you seen how long it takes to animate something, Ray?
They're too busy to answer the phone.
All of the time.
They've got their pencils out and they're... Ask the phone, will you? I would have just loved to ring you and congratulate you for being so bloody cool. You're just too cool for us. Stay on Today FM, the coolest radio station around. I'll play a really cool song from Eric Prydz next.
Oh,
yeah, that is cool.
More X begin like with Gift Grub.
Eric Prydz, call on me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Hello.
And congratulations to Smithfield. Loads of love for Smithfield. People saying there it's a lovely spot. They've
cool
enjoyed
spot.
It and it's nice. The Lighthouse Cinema is a great place to check out a movie.
A cool movie.
Frank's been on. He says, how do you carve a turnip? This is what I was saying about a turnip is even harder to carve, surely, than a pumpkin would be. How do you carve a turnip? Stanley knife to cube it inside it out, first of all. And then an ambulance to take you to the hospital to stitch your hands back together afterwards. From Frank. Frank, thank you for that. We'll be sure to keep that in mind. Em's in Dublin says, Marks and Spencer's your best bet for brown clothes. Not much brown clothes in Dunn's. And hi, Ray and JP, you're forgetting about the influencers and Insta crowd who dress their kids in brown and beige non-colourful clothes. You'll get brown clothes, no bother, from Sandra. And on the subject of rows and having fights at home, Ray, my beautiful other perfect other half has been in a mood with me because she said I made fun of her in a dream in front of our friends. Now, this is that you weren't dreaming in front of your friends. The friends were also in the dream. It's all dream-based. I'm not angry that she's angry, from Marcus and Tremor. Marcus, how kind of you to understand that you're the one that's in the wrong.
Magnanimous, yeah.
And Ray, I had a massive row with my wife over dinner last night. Everyone's confessing their rows and arguments this afternoon. I had a massive row with my wife over dinner last night. She'd made a curry and she put ginger in it. I told her I loved that cat and I'll never forgive her. It was Stuart. Cheers, Stuart. Final reminder on the cash machine. We're making the call in a couple of minutes. It's €21,736.81.
Ray Foley.
Stand by. Clean Bandit Rockabye. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello. Tuesday afternoon, Today FM Radio. Hello, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hello.
Hello. Here's one for you now. Let me see this. This is the Powerball over in America.
Oh, the huge lotteries, is it?
The big lotteries.
Oh, they're massive.
This fella's name, his name is Gary Thomas, and he won one of these big lotteries. Well, it's not a billion or anything. It was a billion, one of them, right?
Right.
But Gary won for a fiver, he won $2.4 million. No, hang on, 2.440. Yeah, $2,440,000 in euro. That's 2.3 million euro.
Not bad.
Million, am I right there? Yeah, 2.3 million. But they've got this thing over in America then where you can go, I'll take the whole lump, the 2.4 million, or 150,000 dollars a year for life until I die.
Right.
What would you go for? This is the thing. So you can have 2.4 million. Hang on, I'll give you the dollar figure or the euro figure?
Go on.
Euros.
Either or is fine.
Okay, euros. Euros is 2.3 million up front.
Yeah.
Are you doing calculations now?
I'm trying to work out something here.
How long are you going to live? Is what you're trying to work out.
Well, I'm working out how optimistic should I be.
Okay, here, I'll give you the numbers, right? 2.3 million up front.
Sure.
Here you go. I'll sign a check. I'll give you 2.3 million cash in hand.
Do you have to spit into your hand?
Okay. Put it there. Or I'll give you 142,000 euro a year for life until you die.
Right. Well, the optimist in me reckons I'll live an average lifespan. You know, touch wood. Another 40 years or so.
I did the calculation already. I was thinking I'd go optimistically, I'd say, and if I was making 150 grand a year, 142,000 a year, I'd have enough money for healthcare, I'd have enough money for medical bills, the best of treatment to keep me alive for as long as possible. So I would be pushing 75, I'd say.
75, okay.
I get 75.
Right.
I was guessing your man here is worth about... Gary Thomas. I was looking at his photograph. How old did you say Gary is?
Right, let's judge Gary. Ooh.
I was thinking about 50.
Yeah, he's definitely 50, isn't he?
So I was in 50. If he lived for 25 years... If you divide his winnings then, his 2.3 million by 25 years, he'd get 97 grand a year. But you'd have
the lump sum.
You'd have the lump.
No, I'm conservative on this. I think you go 150 for life, don't you? Because that's a good amount of money. That keeps you well healed for
a long
time.
Do they give you... Here's my next question then.
Oh, God.
This is, the terms and conditions apply on my decision here on this. What would you do? 0874-100-102. So they give you 150,000 for life.
Yeah.
Or they give you 2.4 million up front. See, I think I'd like the 2.4 million up front because I can do more with it now.
Yeah.
You can't buy a house for 150 grand.
Would you trust yourself with all that money? Like, would it be gone within a year and a half?
What if I died next year?
You can't take it with you. But then you have a family, so you're leaving
it
to them.
You can leave it to them.
But you're also leaving 150... Oh, hang on a second, you're not.
You're only leaving...
As long as you live.
Yeah, the next couple of years. So you're not going to be. It's so much to think about, isn't it? And this is the other thing then. If you get 150 thousand a year, which is incredible. Amazing. Imagine having all that money. Divide that by 12. Do they give it to you every month, or do they give it to you in a yearly instalment?
Oh no, you want that. You want the 150 in one go, don't
you? Then you're getting 12,500 a month, and then you need to wait around. You need to save up.
Yeah, but you're living a comfortable life. You don't have to work. Your bills are sorted. No, I am taking the 150,000. I am never doing anything unhealthy forever. I'm going to live and live and live and live and bankrupt them.
I'm going to be super safe.
Yeah.
We're not going to cross the road.
No drink for me.
I'll have everything delivered. And it's all going to be cabbage and broccoli.
Lock the doors.
Don't let anything unhealthy into the house. I'm going to be wearing a mask until I'm 120 years of age, making 150,000 euro a year. I think I'd take the 2.4 million. That's the difference between the two of us, yeah. I think. Of course, you're going to live for ages. I'm going to be lucky to make it to 50. So in fairness, 2.4 million. I get the better deal out of that. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. So your man in America, he won the lottery. And he said he'd take 100. You could go for 2.4 million up front or 150,000 a year for life. And he went for the 150,000.
I'm with the guy, yeah.
Take the 150 grand.
Yeah.
Because you're supposing you're going to live for a long time.
I am. I don't trust myself with 2.4 million up front.
If I'm making 150 grand a year, I'm going to be living a very unhealthy lifestyle. And it's going to be even less healthy at 2.4 million lump sum. Mm. But at least with the 2.4 million, I can buy a nice holiday home or something, you know?
Right.
I can get some holidays in.
Yeah.
But with 150 grand in, you know, you have to wait I'd have it spent in the first 2 weeks of the year, and I have to wait then a whole other year for the next 150 grand.
You do exactly the same with the 2.4 million if you can't trust yourself with money.
I know. I'd spend the first million in the first couple of weeks.
These are the conversations Barry Dunn needs to be having with the cash machine winners.
Barry, you got to probe. Barry. You got to probe them, Barry. Jerry and Cavan has been on. Cavan, man. Here, there's a clever man.
Oh, here we go.
Jerry and Cavan says 150K per year, then borrow 2.4 million on the strength of the 150 coming in every year.
Interesting.
Best of both. And lads love the show. Hey. But if you borrowed it, you have to pay it back, right?
Yeah, but you're only paying back a small portion of it each year.
Over the course of a number of years.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, it's not a small portion of it. You'd have to be paying back a good bit of it. If you're borrowing 2.4 million at 50, your repayments on the initial sum it's going to be pretty high. So it's still the equivalent, is it not, Jerry, of getting the lump sum and then you're just paying it back over the course of the number of years. But then I suppose once it's paid back, then you're still making 150 grand a year.
You're on the pig's back then, aren't
you? I suppose that makes sense. Aaron's been on. Age definitely comes into it. He says, I'm only 22. Imagine 22 and then making 150 a year. He says, I'd take the 150 and then that would be 9 million if I live to 80.
Makes sense for Aaron, doesn't it?
It makes less sense for us. Don't text us again, Aaron. We hate you and your youth and your vigour. Hey, lads, you'd have to take the lump because the interest on that would be fairly big each month. So you'd benefit from that from Paul and Inchicore. I remember seeing a thing once where you don't make actually that much. Unless it was like 2.4 million, you're not going to make an awful lot of interest off that. You need to be making, it needs to be huge, vast sums. I mean, it needs to be billions, really, in order to be making a load of money off the interest on it.
Yeah, the old bank interest doesn't really work anymore.
Hasn't that been a thing that they've said the interest rates? I'm passing on the interest rates to savers. Mm. I don't know, Paul, necessarily you're going to make an awful lot off it. What have you got for me over there?
In the Echo today, Ray, headline reads, Dragon Pushers Needed. Dragon.
Drug pushers?
No,
they're looking
Ray.
For drug pushers.
No.
I've heard of drug pushers. What's a dragon?
Well, a dragon is a mythical animal, and they need people to push it.
You need to push a mythical dragon.
Pushers are needed to get the Dragon of Shandon around Cork City on Halloween. The people behind the annual festival at Cork Community Artlink say, we need pushers to push our spooky floats. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello there. I'm calling about the dragon pushers.
Hi, how are you?
It's Ray Foley
calling. Thanks so much for having me on.
This is Casey, is it?
It is, Casey, yeah.
Casey, are you a dragon pusher? Or are you a dragon? Or what's your...
I'm not. I am the project manager, so I am trying to get all these dragon pushers in order.
Right, okay. And in terms of the dragon, is it one big dragon or a number of smaller dragons?
So we have one massive dragon that we need pushers for, and then we have a number of other floats that we also need pushers for. So we have about 10 floats total in varying in size.
Okay, and how many people are you looking for to be pushing your dragons and your floats?
We are about 40 to 45 people we need to push these floats through Cork.
Are so they not?
We're looking for quite a few.
Yeah, I was thinking though there's floats obviously not. Well, I'm guessing do they have no engine or any means of moving them already. They need to be physically pushed, do they?
No, they need to be physically pushed on wheels. Yeah, okay. No engine at all, so physically pushed.
Are they very heavy? Or I imagine that the dragon is the heaviest, is it?
The dragon is by far the heaviest because it's the biggest float. It's about 40 odd foot long.
Oh,
and they all really vary in weight. It just depends. Like, a lot of them are lighter because we use lighter materials. We use a lot of paper mache. We use a lot of tape, and we try keep them as light as we possibly can, you know.
Okay. Well, what's your smallest one then?
The smallest one, we have a little teacup.
Okay, I'll go for that then. Yeah, sign me up.
Myself, a little teacup made out of solitaire.
Myself, JP, and 10 lads will push your teacup for you. No bother.
Oh, sure, that's ideal. We'll be sorted for the night then.
There'll be more dad than teacup. You'll be able to see the teacup behind it. Casey, this is just
sitting in it.
It's not just a case of shoving a thing down the road, though. Do you have to animate or bring to life the floats? Like, do they move? Do they move in parts?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, we do have a rehearsal beforehand, so we do teach them how to move the floats properly, but they will be in full costume and face paint. So there is a bit of a performance to it, you know?
Oh, class. What's the costume?
The costumes are all different, depending on the floats. They're all very Halloween-themed, very spooky, creepy.
Hello? Okay, you're back. Sorry, yeah, sorry. Creepy and spooky. Sorry, go on.
They're all different themes, so it just depends on the theme of the float. They're all different, all very Halloween, you know, very scary, spooky, that kind of a thing.
I gotcha. So they match whatever it is you're pushing. So it's not one of these situations, because you've seen them, I suppose, the Chinese dragons that you might see on the various spectacles, where they're all dressed in black and they sort of fade into the background. Your pushers are incorporated into the theme or the show itself.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're as important as the float themselves, you know?
Now, talk to me. I've a loose grasp of the topography.
I knew you were going to use that word, by Jesus, and you didn't disappoint me.
I have a loose grasp, a fairly good grasp, I'd say, of the topography.
There it is again.
Of Cork City, right? Are we going anywhere near Patrick's Hill? Because I'd be worried about coming down there at speed with a big dragon dragged down in front of me.
We're going down Shandon Street, across the bridge, and then into the city. So up North Main Street, and then you turn onto Castle Street, and we finish on the Coal Quay.
Okay, so it's fairly flat and fairly manageable then. There's going to be no runaway dragons.
Shandon is the only kind of hilly part.
Yeah, no, it's not, even at that, it's not particularly steep. It's manageable enough, isn't it?
It's manageable, it's definitely manageable. And like I said again, we do teach them how to do it and all. So.
Do you have an age window for your pushers then? I suppose they need to be fit and healthy at least.
I'm fit and healthy, obviously, and then, of course, over 18.
Over 18, yeah, for insurance purposes. That's
exactly,
great.
Exactly, that's it. Exactly.
How is the parade funded? Are you looking for donations, or what's the story?
We are, so we actually have a GoFundMe running at the minute. If you you can find our GoFundMe, it's linked on all of our socials, or if you just look up Dragon of Shandon 2023 GoFundMe, we are looking for donations to bring the dragon back to the streets again. We are a charity, so every little helps, you know.
Brilliant. Give us that again. Sorry, it's a GoFundMe. Just do a search for Dragon of Shandon. Yeah?
Dragon of Shandon 2023. And you should find it. It should pop up.
Gotcha. If anyone wants to apply to be a pusher, you have an email address here. It's info@corkcommunityartlink.com. Is that right?
That's exactly it. And even if you don't want to be a pusher, we have so many different ways you can get involved. So please just email us with any interest you may have and we'll get back to you.
Well, it's on Halloween night itself, is it?
It is. Halloween night, and the parade is starting at 7 p.m.
Cool. It's a great way to spend the night then, being involved in the parade. It's kind of different as well, like compared to doing trick-or-treating or messing around. You can go and get involved in the parade. It looks fantastic.
Exactly, and I mean, there's hundreds of participants. You'll get to meet a lot of people, and thousands come out to the street to watch it. So it really is, it's an amazing event.
Brillo pads, info@corkcommunityartlink.com. Casey Walsh, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, madam.
No problem, thank you so much for having me on.
Ray Foley. and Republic, I Ain't Worried. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. And we're still giving away tickets for Liam Gallagher next year. We're doing this every day. I didn't realise we're doing it every day.
Every day, yeah.
Every day. You should have told me. I could have told them sooner.
A pair of tickets, right?
You listen now for a classic Oasis song on the broadcast this afternoon. From the Definitely Maybe album, because next year, 30 years celebrating 30 years of Definitely Maybe. So Liam Gallagher is going to be touring. He's confirmed he's going to be performing in Dublin on the 23rd and 24th of June next year. If you want to go, we've got the first tickets in the land to give away. Just listen out for one of the songs. When you hear it, text Sunshine. And it needs to be spelled Sunshine. Oof. How about that?
All right, good luck.
Your autocorrect is going to get you on this. You need to text Sunshine along with your name and where you're from to 087-4100-102, but only when you hear an Oasis song this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
I'll try play one in a few minutes.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Fred again, Adore You. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good. Afternoon. Hello there, Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
We're asking, this is the American system of if you've got the option of being paid $2.4 million up front, or you can take $150,000 a year for the rest of your life. Now, I of course, expect to die in a minute. I could go at any minute. I mean, I'm living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
I could become for the end of the show. So I would, of course, take the $2.4 million. Mike's got some insight and some advice on the American system. 0874-100-102. Michael?
That's the way the lotto works in the States, is if you get a lump sum, you have to pay tax on it. But if you get it over X amount over years, you don't pay the tax. So it's better to do the every year part.
All right, so...
Haha, you're going to get stung.
On my imaginary 2.4 million. So if I take the 2.4, half of it needs to go over in tax. But surely they still tax you on the 150 grand. I guess, though, it's just less, or it's under a certain threshold.
And then, as you said, you can get loans to fill in the gaps. It's Mike Hearn in Galway. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Michael. And thanks for that insight. We should call Ray back. Ray won, 21 grand, only 22 grand on the cash machine. We should say to him, we'll pay you in installments of a tenner a week. What do you think?
Ray Foley.
Any thoughts?
With Care Plus, providing
and Live Forever. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Now that's real music. That's proper music now. About time too. She's waiting half the day for a proper song to come on. How are you doing? Raise my name, there's JP.
How are you?
How are you doing? How are you getting on? Was it some sort of... Why is everyone texting in Sunshine now? What's that about?
Isn't that strange, huh?
Absolutely. A bunch of messers listening to the radio to the old...
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Saoirse.
Yep.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hello, I am amazing now.
Oh, you're amazing. Are you amazing?
I am. I'm feeling great. I was at your call.
Well, if you're amazing, I'm amazed. Colour me amazed. Where in the world are you?
I am in Sligo. I'm currently at the back of work and they're all listening to me. So shout out to the Wellfed Hospital in Sligo.
Woohoo! They're all very quiet. They're very quiet. What did you say? What exactly did you say about the hospital, is it?
I am in a Well Pet Hospital, so we're lovely vet in Sligo.
The Well Pet Hospital?
Yes.
All right, is that what you say to everyone as they come in? As you greet them at reception?
Like, well, they're all Well Pet.
Are you Well Pet? So what are you? What's your role at Well Pet?
I am a veterinary nurse.
Okay, so you look after the animals?
I do indeed.
What's your fave animal? Are you a dog or a cat person?
Okay, say that I am a dog or a cat person, but secretly I am a big cat lover.
Oh,
I'm with you, Saoirse. More of a cat person.
I'm marking you down. Yeah. I'm only giving you one ticket for Liam Gallagher now instead of two.
Oh, well, one will do.
I'm only joking. Are you an Oasis fan?
I am a huge Oasis fan, born and bred on it.
Right, well, Liam is coming to Dublin next year, celebrating the Definitely Maybe album, 30 years of Definitely Maybe. Would you have been around when it originally came out?
Well, no, I wasn't.
No, but you, but yeah, you're young and vigorous, much like myself. Yeah. I wasn't even born yet.
No, he wasn't.
But it came out in 1993. No, yeah, no. It's true. And tickets are going on sale Friday at 9 a.m. And we've got the first tickets to give away. And you are going to see Liam live next summer.
Amazing. Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, I'll give you two tickets. Just
thank you very much.
But you have to take the other ticket you use has to be used on a dog person. That's for balance.
Okay, that is fair enough. Okay. My boyfriend will be very happy with that.
Is he a dog person?
He is, and I'm a cat lover.
Oh,
so,
in that case, that's the perfect relation. What's your boyfriend's name?
Oscar.
Okay, it's a lovely dog's name.
He gets that all the time.
Go on, have a lovely day and enjoy the gig next year.
Great, I won race.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Sish, have a lovely day. Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. This is Today FM. People dream high in the quiet. Zara Larsson and Lush Life, Today FM, playing the music you love. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hello.
And that's our show. Done. Don't be saying hello, say goodbye instead.
Oh yeah, bye.
Dashing off now to Dunn's to buy a brown child's outfit. Anybody got any brown? Brown t-shirts, brown trousers, brown. It could be green. I'm colourblind. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah,
we didn't get to do Live for Trevor, where legendary newsreader Trevor McDonald comes in and performs a stunning cover of the Oasis classic Live Forever in Live for Trevor. We didn't get to do Freemason Derulo, where Jason Derulo tells us about his upcoming documentary where he infiltrates the secretive Freemason community in Freemason Derulo. Freemason Derulo. And we didn't get to do Matthew Perry Menopause, where actor Matthew Perry comes in and tells us all about the Perry Menopause documentary he's working on. Everyone's doing one at this stage. It's ridiculous. In Matthew Perry Menopause. Maybe we'll get to do that on the radio tomorrow at 2. Have a lovely evening. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.